people used to view your size and build as kind of a tweener, but now that's becoming a valuable thing. How thankful are you that the NFL has changed in the last 5-6 years to value your position?
Yeah, it's extremely fortunate for me. Stepping into that versatile role as a linebacker that has safety experience. I mean, the game is moving, like you said, towards faster, more athletic linebackers, so I'm happy to fill that void.
How much has Mike Patton talked to you about what type of role you'll fill with this team and how he'll utilize all your strengths?
Yeah, so looking at inside linebacker, either Mike or Will, still going back and forth right now, day one of rookie minicamp, but he's excited about my movement and my ability to kind of pick up the playbook, so showing that football IQ and taking my game to the next level.
How was day one for you getting out there and obviously knocking off some of the rust?
Yeah, it's fun to get back playing ball, man. We're doing combine stuff for a long time now, over 3 months, so it feels like at home, just playing ball. I mean, it's something we've been doing for a long time, so it's fun to come out here and compete with the guys that you're going to be playing a lot of games with. So,
as a converted safety, how tough was it to learn how to get up in there toward the line of scrimmage and take people on and all those kinds of things?
I kind of did that a little bit in high school. I played a little bit defensive end with my hand in the dirt, so I'm kind of used to moving around a lot. But near the end of my career at Vanderbilt, like, I knew that inside was going to be the best position for me moving forward, using athleticism and being able to kind of just play off the ball, play sideline to sideline, show off that range a little bit. So,
but it seemed like at Vanderbilt, too, though, you did play a little outside.
Yeah.
Like, you looked like you were everywhere.
Yeah, I played safety for 2 years, the outside hybrid. I was on the ball, dropping. Coach Mason was extremely talented calling the defense, so kind of wherever I was, depending on game plan, that's where I had to step up and kind of play that role. So, I played a lot of different positions, but I'm happy to find my home at inside linebacker now. So,
when you dropped into coverage as an inside linebacker, what were your primary responsibilities? Did they have you match up with backs, tight ends?
So at the outside backer, is mostly flat drops, spy drops, a lot of zone eye stuff. This past year, it was a lot more match coverage. We did a lot of match cover three, so matching up with tight ends, running backs, things like that. So.
And is that where your safety background comes in?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, yep.
Did you blitz much more?
From outside backer, I was rushing off the edge, so I had a lot of pass rush responsibility, and then inside coming off of B gaps, A gaps, pretty much everywhere inside the tackles, and sometimes coming off the edge as well, so.
What were your range of emotions today? Just know that you're on the Packers practice field, you're wearing a Packers uniform.
Yeah, it's surreal. I mean, you dream about this moment for your whole life as a young guy playing ball, and I mean, just it's cool to see dreams come reality, and I'm excited to get started as a Packer.
How much did you know about Green Bay before you were drafted?
I just knew a lot about the history. I mean, you walk in this place and you just see just amazing players, amazing coaches that kind of establish a legacy in the league, and I just want to continue on with that legacy.
What was Mike McCarthy's message to the rookies as you started this game?
Yeah, definitely to come out and, you know, compete. His energy was a big emphasis here today. If you mess up, do a full speed, that kind of thing, because it's the first day, so you're obviously going to be with a couple mistakes here and there, knocking the rust off. But extremely fortunate to have a great coach, and Coach McCarthy. So,
how much have you prepared for facing the GOAT, as Jamon says, and Aaron Rodgers in practice?
Man, that's something that you almost can't prepare for. So, I mean, he's been in the league for a long time, so just fortunate to kind of learn what it took for him to be a pro. So I'm looking forward to that.
Of the veterans, were there any that reached out to you right away, Blake or Jake at inside linebacker, or just anyone on defense that called you after the draft or was talked to you this week?
Not right away, but there's been some guys in the locker room just trickling in and out, just letting us know that they need us to kind of step up and play. So, I mean, I'm ready to take that role.
Now, you look at all the various roles you've been able to play. What do you think your strong suit is?
Yeah, definitely versatility, my movement skills, and just kind of knowing the game from a lot of different perspectives. So that versatility coming to linebacker, that's very big asset for me.
So far, has it been much of the same, what you're learning here that you've learned in college?
Yeah, we had a great coach, and Coach Marv just taught us a lot schematically. So we had to know our whole defense. It's the same thing at the next level playing Mike and Will. So.
Did you know that maybe you would be drafted by the Packers, or did they work you out at all? Or?
Yeah, I came on a visit. They were actually one of my last visits throughout the process. So flew me out here to Green Bay, and just like I said, like stepped into the building, and you just get a load of the history here, just how much people love football here in Green Bay and in the state of Wisconsin. So just fortunate to be in a fan set like this.